It's the Disneyland with Kids podcast, bringing you travel tips, park tidbits, and the best Southern California travel deals.
Welcome to the Disneyland with Kids podcast. I'm Jessica from the happiest blog on earth.
And I'm Becca from this crazy adventure called life.
Becca, there is a new, old, there's a character at Disneyland that we're seeing a lot of, and specifically a lot of merch lately. It is Oswald the Lucky Rabbit. Now, I'm sure you're familiar with Oswald, and I bet some of our listeners are, but Oswald is a bit of an anomaly. What do you know about Oswald in like the most basic terms?
Okay. Well, it didn't actually all start with a mouse. It actually all started with a lucky rabbit. Oswald the Rabbit was actually the first popular character that Walt Disney had created. However, it wasn't under the Walt Disney Studios. He was working for someone else. They retained the rights to Oswald when he left. So in our universe, retaining the rights to your content is a big thing as travel writers and content creators. So we understand why, because of Oswald. And so for a long time, Oswald was never talked about. He wasn't represented in the parks. Eventually, though, that copyright, the rights to that character were released. And so now we get to know Oswald.
Yes. And I would say you know a lot more, not than that I expected, but a lot more than most people do. So Oswald is a rabbit, looks a lot like Mickey Mouse, but of course with rabbit ears. And you often see Oswald depicted in black and white because that's when he was created. So a couple things about Oswald from throwback days of Walt Disney. The first Oswald cartoon was called Poor Papa, and it was poorly received. It wasn't released to theaters even. And then later on, they created another one. And they, I mean, Disney and iWorks, they created a different cartoon called Trolley Troubles. And this one was actually well received, and that was released to theaters on September 5th of 1927. And I find that a little interesting, the Trolley Troubles, because of how it ties into Oswald and California Adventure Park, which we'll get into. But 1927, now I wonder, now that Disney does own the rights to Oswald, if we'll see any kind of a celebration in 2027. I mean, it's really not that far away.
Yeah, it really isn't when you think about it. So this year we're celebrating the 100th anniversary of the Walt Disney Company. Right. So that's kind of interesting too. And the fact that the Walt Disney Company was established in 1923, yet Oswald and that film was released 1927. So after the Walt Disney Company was formed.
Exactly. So you mentioned about how Oswald wasn't under Disney's control, and this is really interesting, and we're going to get into why we see Oswald in the parks now. So Inverse.com says in 2006, Bob Iger, who was the CEO and currently is the CEO of the Walt Disney Company, he made a trade with NBC for Oswald. Okay, so this is the trade. In return for ESPN sportscaster Al Michaels, who wanted to get out of his contract, Iger wanted Oswald back. And from what I have heard beyond just this basic story is that Iger wanted this trade and they're like, what is Oswald? So Oswald was just kind of sitting in the archives. Nobody even really cared except Disney, because they knew the history that Oswald held in the Walt Disney Company. So they made this trade, which seemed to be completely ridiculous and unfair and uneven, because Disney was losing valuable property and getting one that hadn't been used in years. But, you know, Disney's always thinking bigger. And since that point, and even before, we've seen a little bit of return of Oswald into Disney parks. So right now, Oswald is exploding with merchandise in Disney parks as a part of the 100-year celebration. Have you seen some of those things around the parks? Anything in particular?
I have the ears, which they also had the ears when he first returned to the parks. Mm-hmm. They had those available, but they're back. And also my personal favorite is the Oswald pillow. I don't know why. I just love it.
Wait, say it again.
The Oswald pillow.
Ooh.
With the ears. Like, it's just like a face pillow. Like,
okay, cute.
Decorative pillow. I just think it looks so cute and cuddly. But they have shirts. They have so much stuff with Oswald on it. Available right now as they go through the centuries of the Walt Disney Company. But yeah, the ears, they're back.
Yes. So if you see those around the parks and you're like, what is that? It's Oswald the Lucky Rabbit. And you might also notice a shop named in Oswald's honor as you enter Disney California Adventure. It is on the left as you enter on Buena Vista Street, and it's just called Oswald's. It is fashion after like an old-fashioned gas station, and there have been times where Oswald is standing outside for meet and greets. I've met him, I have some photos with him, and it's just really cool to see that part of Disney history coming alive. But that shop sells ears, Oswald ears, and just kind of your last minute or first grab souvenir type of things. Yes. And it's also right by the trolley tracks, which we mentioned earlier is Oswald's debut, like the one that actually made a mark for him is Trolley Trouble. So I love how that kind of ties into Buena Vista Street and early Disney history.
Yeah, I'm going to say right now, I hope that for his 100-year anniversary of that, we see a Trolley Trouble like show, like where we sell the newsboys. So like, yes. Why not do a Trolley Trouble show with Oswald?
That would be so cute.
That would be amazing. Disney, call me, we'll talk.
That sounds so perfect. I love it. And again, Oswald looks a lot like Mickey Mouse. Some people say Mickey Mouse is Oswald just as a mouse, because they're very similar. Walt had a style in particular, right?
So Jessica, you and I went to Walt Disney World together for the first time this year. Mm-hmm. And while we were there, they were prepping for Lunar New Year. So they're getting their Lunar New Year stuff out. And this had nothing to do with Lunar New Year, but we were looking at pins and you saw a pin and it had Oswald and it had a cat. Because I guess there's different calendars, and one of them is actually, it was the year of the rabbit, but also the year of the cat.
Yes.
And so you said, what's her name? And I said, I have no clue, but we found out for Lunar New Year. Do you remember what her name is?
No, we need to look it up. Okay. So you look it up and I'm going to talk about, I was going to say Lunar New Year was the year of the rabbit. And so we celebrated Oswald as well as other rabbits in the Disney and Pixar universe. And then it was also year of the cat. But one cool thing about Oswald right now that they're doing as part of Disney 100, so we don't know how long it's going to last, but if you have Genie Plus and Magic Shots, one of our Disneyland with Kids members shared her awesome Magic Shot. That's where the photographers will put in like illustrated effects or something. And they actually got Oswald in their photo. So this wasn't a meet and greet. This was part of their photo. And it was in black and white, which is the era that Oswald was in. And so it's super cute. And I love seeing that. I love when we get to see new magic shots. Okay, do we have the cat's name?
We do. It's Hortensia.
Woo! See, that just rolls off the tongue. That's why we remembered it so well. Oswald and Hortensia. Is there a relationship status there? Or is this just like...
Oh, my heavens. Yes. Ooh. According to fandom, Oswald the Lucky Rabbit fandom, Hortensia is Oswald the Lucky Rabbit's wife.
There we go. So how interesting also that they got to celebrate in the same Lunar New Year. I think they're just meant to be. Now, wouldn't that be cool if we got to see her as well in part of that 27 celebration of 100 years of Oswald? So we're just putting it out there. I don't think anyone has said this yet. So you heard it here first at the Disneyland with Kids podcast that we want a 100-year celebration of Oswald. I mean, there's plenty of things that we can do, and we could do merch, we could do food. I know at one time they did have a caramel apple that was Oswald instead of like Mickey ears. So,
well, and the Mickey sink, I don't know if they still have the Oswald, but when it was first released, it had the Oswald because they used the chocolate covered frozen bananas as the Oswald.
Yes, I thought so. Now, to get you to Disney parks to meet Oswald, whether that's in person, shopping at his store on Buena Vista Street, or getting a magic shot, which the one that we saw was in Hollywood Land, right there on Hollywood Boulevard. So sometimes it's location specific, but to get you there, we want you to go to disneylandwithkids.info/book for our exclusive rates. We partner with Getaway Today. You can also call them at 855-GETAWAY. Make sure you mention the Disneyland with Kids exclusive pricing and they can adjust that for you right then and there. Plus give you some fantastic customer service over the phone should you need a little more hand-holding in deciding where to stay, how many days. Do you want a Hopper? Do you want Genie Plus? Yes, you want Genie Plus because it's going to come with that free photo pass that we talked about and the magic shots. That means you get to download the photos and they are yours to share and print if you print photos anymore.
I think there may be a few people that do once in a while.
We should. It's just that we don't because we get, well, I'll speak for myself. I get lazy and they're on my phone and they're on the cloud, in the cloud, and we forget about them. But one thing we don't want to forget about.
There is a, and this is totally off the wall, but I'll put the link in the show notes or description on YouTube. But there is a Disney themed family photo share. If you don't know what family photo share is, it's one of those digital frames and like you can send the pictures from wherever you are to the frame. So I got my parents one of those years ago, but and we still use it and send them photos and they love it. But there's a Disney themed one for the Disney 100. And so you could just, it's, if you get the photos, you could just send it to that photo frame rather than having to print them.
I love that. Yes. Share the link. And let's not forget about Oswald the Lucky Rabbit. Another thing I have heard, so you'll have to do some digging, listeners, watchers, wherever you're consuming the podcast, that in addition to hidden Mickeys, there may be some hidden Oswalds in the parks. I know I have heard that there is one or two at Walt Disney World. I'm not certain about Disneyland, but do some Googling, find out, find those hidden Oswalds and share about it in the Disneyland with Kids Facebook group. I would love to see. Gosh.
Now I'm interested. I'm invested. I'm going to be looking for those.
All right. That's it for today's episode of the Disneyland with Kids podcast. And we'll see you real soon at Disneyland.